Love, you don't mind if I come to bed early tonight, do you? Yeah, I usually take a little bit longer, but this time around it was just too long of a day for me to continue. I don't know if I woke you up or not. I'm sorry if I did. Lately, you've just been making a whole lot of things way easier on me, and I appreciate you for that. It really does mean a lot to have somebody that I have at the end of the day that I can love and that I can care for. And you do the exact same for me. I know you're really sleepy, and you don't feel like the whole speech, but I just wanted to tell you that. Can you just wake up a little bit just for me? I never get to talk to you during the day. I'm always working. Just look at me a brief second. So tired. You look very pretty when you're this tired. You don't mind if I get a little bit closer to you? I really want to cuddle. Yeah, we haven't done this in a very, very long time. I feel like both of us really haven't caught a break. You've been caught up in work too. I guess the good thing about what you do, though, is you get to go to bed at a respectable time. Do you like when I have my hands on you like this? I don't know if my hands are cold right now. I have the tendency of being cold, especially when my health isn't the greatest, and I can tell you it's really not. I think I just need to start making some changes, treat myself better, relieve some stress. Don't push my hand away right now, okay? I'm not gonna do anything. It's just going to rest here, that's all. Okay? You could go back to sleep now if you'd like. Cause I mean, like I said before, I really didn't mean to wake you up to begin with. This was really supposed to happen while you were still sleeping. You're just too much of a dumb fucking cunt to stay asleep when you're supposed to. Stop, don't move. You're still too weak to move, just don't move right now, okay? Regardless if you choose to comply or not, it's gonna make you feel good, but I mean, you have to choose to comply. I feel like you're not going to, though. So I'm sorry for what I'm about to do. If you would just make it easier, maybe. What about if you just touch your cunt for me so what I do hurts a little bit less? I can, pin your arms behind your back and I could touch you and make you wet, or I can go and dry, but I really don't think that you would rather either of those. So, right now, I'm giving you an out. If you could be kind to yourself, maybe, and choose wisely, then I think we both would like that. Isn't that right, sweetheart? Just say yes. That's all you gotta do is say yes. I'm begging you. Don't make me get violent, because you know when I do, it's always your fault. It's you that always chooses to make things worse. I kind of never understood why. I give you everything you ask for, and it just hurts a lot when you don't want to do anything for me in return. I mean, at this point, I've bought you so much shit that I basically own you, and yet I'm still patient. I mean, it's whatever, though. I think I've talked about myself too much. I think it's time for you to let me know what your choice is. Let me know if I have to do what I always do. Okay, princess, well, I just want you to know that before I do this, this was all your fault. Give me your other hand. I said, give me your other hand. I will keep hitting you until you realize that complying is your only option. Shh. Okay. Shh. It's okay to cry, but just not too loud, okay? Okay, now I'm gonna get on top of you so I can hold your hands. Shh. Be quiet. You just love to make things harder on yourself. Whose fault is this? Whose fault is this? Tell me whose fault is this. That's right, it's yours. No, it's yours. You were a bad girl. Yeah, and now you're dealing with the consequences. Say it with me. Say it. I'm a bad girl. Say it. Say it together. Put the words together. Bad girl. That's what you are. Say it. Good. Glad you finally are beginning to understand. Spread your legs a little bit. Let my fingers in, okay? Spread them. Good. Oh, it looks like I didn't even have to use my fingers to make you wet. You already were. Want to know why that is? 'Cause you're so greedy. You need this done to you. For you to understand your place. I need you to understand that when this is over, you're going to be better than okay. I make you feel good. I give you what you want, even when you don't know you want it. This feels like a consequence now, but I promise you, sweetheart, this is a reward. You're just too dense to understand. Tell me why this is happening to you the way that it is. I'm going to stop touching you and you're going to tell me exactly why. No. Wrong answer, sweetheart. This is happening because you have a difficulty understanding how much I give to you. This is your fault. Now, do I have to continue to beat it into you, or are you actually going to understand me now? Do I have to threaten you and hit you and pull your hair and make you hurt? Apparently, I do. I do, because you're so fucking dense. Remember why I'm doing this to you? Remember why? Come on. What do I say every single time I do this to you? Please, please say it. That's right, I love you. I do this to you because I love you. You just don't know that sometimes loving somebody requires a little bit of hurt, requires a little bit of pain. Because sometimes you don't show me the love that I know that I deserve. You make me hurt all the time when you do things like this. So there has to be a little bit of pain, a little bit of hurt to balance things out. Don't you agree, honey? I know that you're trying to be good now, but all that stress that has been left over from the day isn't gone now. Not quite yet. Please, if you loved me, you would let me take the stress of my day out on you. That's the least you can do. For all the things that I do for you, it's the least you could do, please. Let me have this. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Fine. You can fight it. That's fine. It's fine. I'll just put you here against the headboard with your ass out. Stay there. Stay. Spread your thighs apart. Spread them apart. I have to do everything for you. Spread them. Spread them. Spread them. It's a good girl. Keep your face against the headboard. If it makes you feel any better, since this is going to hurt so bad, the best I can do for you while I take my day out on your body is give you a pillow so that you can scream and cry into all you want. Okay? Do you want that? Does that sound good? Okay. Here you go, baby. Okay, let me just align my strap with your cunt. It's okay to cry, okay? So. I'm not done yet. Stay right there. Beg me. Beg me for more. Just beg me. I want to hear it come out of your mouth. Regardless of what's going to happen to you, but I want to hear you beg me. That's a good girl. Doesn't that feel better? Hearing me call you a good girl. But I just thrust slowly into you. Doesn't that feel better when I'm being gentle? Gentle isn't what you earned, is it? Say my name, scream it. I don't care. Say it. Say it. That's a good girl. Yeah. There you go. Do you feel better now? That I gave you what you needed? Instead of what you wanted.